crazy. It's just crazy.
This is the On the Pony Express podcast,
part of the On3 Network.
Check out all the SMU coverage you need at ontheponyexpress.com. Now, here's your host, Billy Embody.
Billy Embody.
One, two, three. Let me go.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. Quick reminder, $1 for your first week, then you get 50% off annual subscriptions to ontheponyexpress.com. And it's a great time to join right now. We're now over 1,000 members on the site, which is huge for us. And people are enjoying all the coverage, at least we think, as SMU did land the son of a former Heisman Trophy winner. Big commitment we'll talk about. But we do want to talk about a new commitment to the On the Pony Express family, and another SMU-owned business jumps on board with us, and we welcome the Thomas Auto Group to the On the Pony Express family. Brandon Thomas and his family run an incredible group of dealerships, and you're going to hear why you should head up 75 to McKinney to go to their three dealerships that they have and experience what I experienced. I walked the Ford dealership. I walked the Subaru and Volkswagen dealership, and great places to go buy a car. The staff's friendly and welcoming. And when you go up there, you can mention On the Pony Express for employee pricing on a new or pre-owned vehicle. If you don't want to take it from me, head up there and have the conversation with Brandon and his team that does such a great job. They look to be that one-stop shop for all of you guys. And we're proud to welcome them as a part of the On the Pony Express family right now.
Shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than the Thomas Auto Group. Browse our selection of over 2,000 vehicles from three great brands.
Watch this!
All online and in a few simple steps. Just click on the vehicle you want, save big on the most popular brands, and drive away happy. Plus, all vehicles sold are backed by the Thomas Promise. Visit our website, thomasautogroup.com, or shop in-store at the Thomas Auto Group in McKinney, home of the Thomas Promise.
You heard it there, the Thomas Promise. And trust me, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Really enjoyed my time getting to meet with Brandon and tour the dealerships and get to know them and what they're about. And of course, they're big supporters of SMU as well. So they'll be with us now every week and sponsoring the Hilltop Review, which is our in-depth piece at On the Pony Express, our war room. Every week we drop that with team and recruiting intel. So happy to welcome Brandon and his family at the Thomas Auto Group into the On the Pony Express family. So welcome to them. Now, SMU did welcome a 2026 quarterback commitment, and one that had everybody, including myself, feeling a little old on Tuesday as SMU landed, or excuse me, on Wednesday as SMU landed Cole Leinart, the son of former Heisman Trophy winner Matt Leinart. He's out of Los Angeles Redondo Union. Of course, right down the road, really, from where Matt Leinart became a legendary quarterback at USC, winning the Heisman Trophy. And SMU lands a guy that I think can develop into something someday. That is why Rhett Lashley and his staff decided to go ahead and take a commitment from him. He had offers from Arizona, UNLV, Utah, Colorado, Pitt, Duke. So coast-to-coast offers for him. And he's really had an interesting story. He started out at Mater Dei, transferred from there, and that's where his dad, you know, became a legend early on from the high school ranks, and then ended up at Newport Harbor and is now at Redondo Union. So he's found a home there, and he's played his junior season now as well and has gotten a chance to show off a little bit of film already now, finally, for him. So we can kind of roll some of that now. But you know, for Cole Leinart, he's somebody that kind of has a similar throwing motion to his dad, although he is a righty, and he does have that kind of over-the-top motion that I remember watching when I was really getting into college football. I remember the Bush push. I remember all of those things that he did in some of those classic games. And he's a big kid. I saw him on the sidelines of SMU Pitt. They were in town to catch that game. Matt actually did fly in after being on Big Noon Kickoff at Fox. So SMU getting a lot of love for this commitment from kind of the national media and some of the people that obviously, like me, felt a little old when his son Cole committed to SMU, and he's got the size. He's got big shoulders. He looks like he's going to grow into a big kid. Again, just a junior, and as he gets into a college weight room, that's where you're going to want to see that arm strength improve, kind of like Matt in a sense. I mean, Matt obviously went on to, you know, play in the NFL and was a first-round pick. 99% sure he was a first-round pick, pretty sure on that. But was able to kind of carve out a little bit of a career in the NFL, but I think arm strength kind of hurt him. I feel like Cole, just watching his tape, I haven't gotten a chance to see him play in person, but looking forward to getting out to L.A., where my wife lived for a few years, and get out there and see him live in a game at some point next year. But SMU wanted to go ahead and get him on board when he was ready to commit, and he does have some nice offers. He's got some nice attention. Now that he's settled into Redondo Union, I'm looking for him to really settle there and have a big senior season as that unfolds. That's the biggest indicator for these high school prospects as you're trying to project them to the next level. The ones that maybe regress a little bit as seniors, that's something where you can kind of point to it down the line as far as, well, you know, he didn't have as good of a junior year. He didn't as he did as a junior, or as good as he had as a sophomore. And I think that's where he has the opportunity to maybe ascend. And one of our subscribers actually sent us kind of a little background on Cole and kind of what he is like, and kind of what his game kind of, you know, might turn into. But Matt was kind of a late bloomer in a sense in the recruiting process, from what some people out in Los Angeles told us. And so he's got the name, and he's got the pedigree, and pedigree is a big deal as well. A lot of guys, you know, coming up will make you feel old. You know, Arch Manning at Texas, of course, is one that obviously comes to mind for a lot of folks. But, you know, now you've got a former Heisman Trophy winner who's committed to SMU. He's going to be able to really build that class and start recruiting. There was a lot of reaction around this commitment on social media. And Cole said, "I love the culture, what they are building, the coaches, love everything about it. Just the culture that Rhett Lashley is building. And I love the staff and everybody around the program. It feels like family," is what he told our On3 national recruiting analyst, Steve Wiltfong. And I mean, you can kind of feel it around the program. I was over at the press conferences today talking with the offensive staff, and we heard a little bit about it from the defensive staff as well. But when you look at the buzz around this building and the buzz around Ford and campus, your recruits feel that. And so I think they're going to potentially go on a little bit of a run here, and we'll kind of talk about some prospects that might stand out as well in that regard when it comes to who they could go get in this 2026 class, now that they do have the building blocks around it with a quarterback, and they do have Victor Lincoln, a well-known Dallas area prospect in the 2026 class over from Lancaster, committed as well. So they have a commit on both sides of the ball in 2026 now. And Cole is a big name. And when you have a big name, that usually means you're going to be able to get SMU in the door with some prospects that maybe might not have considered SMU. You know, prospects are now going to be asking, what's Cole Leinart see in SMU? And look, Cole has developing to do. He's, you know, not a guy who is highly rated at this point. You know, both On3 and 24/7 have rated him now, and he's an 84 on three. But you like to see guys ascend, so we'll be tracking that, and we'll see what it looks like as he gets into the camp circuit and things like that. But when you look at what SMU has with a guy like Cole, people are talking about SMU and why he opted to go ahead just as his junior year is winding down, his senior season, and opted to go ahead and commit to SMU. And you can see it with the College Football Playoff ranking, 13. That's really impressive for the program. And if you get a guy like Cole Leinart to lead the way, that's huge for the program. So as we look ahead to the class of 2026, there's a lot of prospects out there that stand out for SMU as far as who they could get. And this fall has really been a truly a new era in recruiting for SMU, with just the amount of prospects that they have on campus every time there's a game, and the level of prospects that they have on campus every game. And there's a few names that are going to pop up and stand out to you as an SMU fan. And if you're on theponyexpress.com, you've heard a lot of them. But before we get into that, I do want to tell you guys about another new partner of On the Pony Express. And you might notice I'm wearing a Triple D shirt. Well, a new sponsor has come on board, and a friend and another SMU-owned business and started business, Mizzen & Main. You've seen them with some of the SMU players do some partnering and some deals. Well, now Mizzen & Main is a partner of On the Pony Express, and really just to bring awareness to their SMU collection. And when I look at the clothes that, you know, I would love to wear every single day, Mizzen is that. It doesn't wrinkle. It breathes. They've got a great collection of polos and button downs. And I tell you, whenever I'm wearing a button down, you know, tucked in, sport coat, whatever, I run hot. Well, the great thing about Mizzen is it breathes. So if you're looking for a really nice way to dress up your wardrobe, check out their SMU collection, mizzenandmain.com/collections. /SMU is where you could go and go directly to that SMU selection that they have of all of their polos, button downs, and more. And the jacket that I had, I'm not wearing it right now, but it is just the highest quality rain, weather, and keep, you know, keeping you warm material really kind of keeps you enclosed and dry. And look, it's pricey stuff, don't get me wrong. And because of licensing, they can't even offer, you know, a discount for the SMU collection, but they can offer you 15% off the rest of their gear. And all of the things that Mizzen has put together is really impressive. And they've kind of been a white whale of a sort for me as I've tried to, you know, partner with them. And it's really worked out that this has come together. So you can get a 15% off discount with Mizzen & Main. Check out their gear. It's incredible. They really put just the highest quality into what they have out there. And I'm thrilled to be wearing this right now. I tell you, it feels so different. It feels like such high quality. And for those wondering, I mean, this is the Triple D polo. And again, it just looks good. The collar stays down and they can do it in striped, and they can do it in a dark navy as well. So they just have all the options for you. As a little pop up, and you see Jake Bailey there. So they do support SMU athletics through NIL as well. So reach out to Mizzen & Main today through their website, mizzenandmain.com, and join what I can tell you is really the most comfortable shirts I own. I own a couple of these on the golf side of things. So really, really nice stuff from Mizzen & Main, and really happy that they opted to go ahead and partner with us. So there's going to be a lot of prospects that continue to hit campus for that Boston College game, for that Cal game. And from there, they'll get into their usual calendar of, you know, January, junior day, and things like that. It's this recruiting calendar, and how you recruit continues to change. But a couple of guys that have been on campus lately, kind of the rundown from that Pitt game that I wanted to pass along, some top targets were back on the Hilltop. And one that stands out to me is Isaiah Lee. And I got a fresh picture of him at the game, so he is going to have a profile picture. Maybe I'll try to do it as we're chatting here. But Isaiah Lee is one of the top running backs in the state of Texas. He's at Lancaster High School, one of the teammates of Victor Lincoln, who was also on campus getting by to help recruit a huge group of prospects that SMU had on campus for that game. It was actually even more than what SMU had for the Florida State game, is what I was told. So Isaiah Lee was among that group that was on campus, and he is a big guy. He kind of reminds me physically of Kamar, and just how he was built in high school, just at that size, that physicality that he could bring to the table in the backfield. And SMU has been all over him. And quite a few other programs are as well. You know, he's got a TCU offer. He's got some other programs that are involved with his recruitment. But he has consistently been on campus all season long. I don't know if he's missed an SMU game this season. So if you're looking for guys that, as you go through this recruiting cycle, that early on are backing it up with their actions, Isaiah Lee, for me, is probably right at the top of that list in terms of how many times he's been on campus, how active he is. You know, even in the picture that I took of him, he threw up the pony up right away. And that's the type of guy that you could probably even build a class around as well, just with that type of attitude, you know, taking over. And, you know, for SMU, they'd love to score a recruiting win over TCU as well. And he's got that TCU offer. He's got a Baylor offer. He's got several other programs after him as well, like Oregon. But for SMU, they are really, I think, in the driver's seat of this recruitment early on with how well they've pressed the buttons in it. And again, he just continues to sing really high praise about this program. As there you go, I updated the picture finally. But what he's able to do would pair really well in SMU's offense. You know, that's kind of what I think they want out of a running back. They would like to go out and get a prospect in the class of 2020 or in every class that is from the Dallas area. And this makes for a good transition because just a day earlier than Matt Leinart committing, SMU did get a commitment from a now local prospect. He is from Abilene, Texas, but transferred over to play for Fort Worth North Crowley. And he's been one of the most explosive running backs in the entire state of Texas this season, playing on that powerhouse program there in North Crowley in 5A, I believe 5A, maybe I'm going nuts here, but North Crowley has been one of the great stories of you know, the last couple seasons, really. You know, they've been at the top of their game. They're one of the top teams in the entire country. I think they're ranked fifth nationally. They close out their season, their regular season, tonight as I'm recording this, and SMU will be represented at that game against Crowley. And SMU has a couple coaches that are going to be going over there to watch that game, as multiple SMU prospects are going to be on the field on both sides of that rivalry game. And now they have a commitment playing in that game as well, with Daniel Bray being committed to SMU. You see On3 is pretty high on him, you know, an 88 on the ranking. He reminds me a little bit of kind of a mix of a Braden West type. That's really kind of what his game reminds me of. And then a little bit of Roger Daniels to his game. And I don't have a verified weight on him, but he's one of those guys that is extremely fast, just can absolutely make game-breaking plays with his speed. I believe he's in the 10-4 100-meter range, which is absolutely moving. Yeah, as a junior, ran a 10-3-8, and in the 200, a 22-24, which is just sick. And he's been consistently in that sub-11 100-meter time since a sophomore season of running track. He ran for over 1,300 yards as a junior, and broke out really as a sophomore. And I think when you see it translate, as he transferred from Abilene Cooper to I'm pretty sure it was Abilene Cooper to North Crowley, you see it translating on the football field this fall as well. And he's been continuing to stack up numbers, and Utah brought him in for an official visit in October. So SMU really held off pushes from Arizona, Utah. TCU was in the mix here. They had offered Texas Tech as well. So he's really highly thought of in and around the state of Texas for a minute now. So he's kind of a quiet kid. I texted him after the Pitt game, and he just, it was funny. That was when he had committed to the staff, and he's 6A's. He leads the 6A's number two team, North Crowley, in rushing. But he just, I asked him what he thought of the game, and he said, pony up. And that was kind of it. But he really just likes the staff. He's been kind of consistently around the program overall. So far, this season, he's been able to stack up 70 carries for 588 yards for 11 touchdowns. He's also added 143 receiving yards. And, you know, North Crowley has just been killing people this whole season. They're undefeated, going into the playoffs. They're looking to make a statement and finally break through and win a state championship. 8.4 yards per carry on the season. And to get the number 55 overall running back in the country on three, 24/7 has him in the top 40. You know, if Rivals would catch up and ESPN to ESPN, that would really help. But an 88 grade on a guy like Daniel Bray is really what you want. And for SMU, it didn't necessarily move them up that much in the recruiting rankings, but they're knocking on the door of a top 25 class again. And I'm intrigued to see where this goes from here for this class and who, if anyone, they try to fill it out with. And I'll have some notes at On the Pony Express in our Hilltop review on Friday. Since it's a bye week, I'm going to run it then. But a lot of details on what all this means, who's next in the 2025 class that they're going after, because you are so close. You're literally a month away from the transfer portal starting. And that's where SMU is going to have to make some serious moves to replace defensive linemen, to replace some interior offensive linemen, to find a wide receiver, which we'll have a note on a transfer wide receiver in the Hilltop review as well. But you have so many needs, and now they have a class that has 24 commitments in it now. So they have a lot of pro players stacked up in that class, you know, multiple tight ends, multiple receivers, now multiple running backs. They've got the blue chip quarterback in Ty Hawkins committed. They have a lot of things already addressed in this class. So they're going to, you know, have to make decisions on if a guy is worth it. But they did just extend an offer to one of the top offensive linemen in the country. And this comes as SMU is hitting the road recruiting. They're going down to see some big prospects in the state of Texas. And I dropped some notes on that as well on theponyexpress.com. We'll have full coverage of where the staff is going on this bye week. But a new offer was extended to Oklahoma commitment Darius Afalava. He is from Utah. And SMU has really done a good job of trying to hit some of this Polynesian community that SMU has and the Pacific Islanders. And that is because, you know, they're really trying to make it a focus. You know, they've done some studies and they think it's a worthwhile time to go after some of these prospects. And Darius Afalava, great kid, know him. LSU recruited him, UCLA, Utah. He ends up going to Oklahoma and committing there in June. And he really kind of rode the visits on this one. But his father, Al, played at Oregon State, played in the NFL. He's ranked as a top 50 interior offensive lineman. When you look at, and I was talking with a source about this, and it's going to be included in our Hilltop review notes, but I can pass this along to you on the pod. Maybe you'll join us at ontheponyexpress.com. When you look at positions and how SMU is going to recruit in the future and rounding out this class, there are a couple positions that you're going to wait and let guys develop, and they're going to be able to grow into positions. One of them is offensive line. And if you're going to recruit offensive linemen, you're going to take your time allowing an offensive tackle to grow into his body. You know, Jermot Odoms, SMU's four-star offensive line commit, comes to mind. He's still growing. He's going to look like a Hyron White or a Marcus Bryant, guys like that. But they need time. A Darius Afalava, with SMU losing Justin Osborne, with SMU losing Ja'Kai Clark, and, you know, needing to address the interior of its offensive line, Darius Afalava, if they can flip him, literally his offer just came out. So we'll find out if he has real interest in SMU. But those guys along the interior are the ones that if you're going to recruit them and they're able to come in and be big guys, and sometimes you want a developmental guy, but really the interior offensive linemen are guys that usually you want to see them be able to contribute somewhat right away. Like, you want them to be the backup or maybe sit for 1 year in redshirt, but you want them physically along the interior to be ready to go and to look the part. And I think that's what they're trying to find here late in the class by offering Darius Afalava, a big offensive lineman committed to the Oklahoma Sooners, and trying to just find the right last couple pieces for this class. We'll have a couple other flip targets that we'll note in the On the Pony Express Hilltop Review. But right now, you're looking at a class that sits with 24 commits. SMU's coaching staff's getting out on the road to see a lot of those commitments and do some junior recruiting and sophomore recruiting as well, and within the rules, of course. But SMU's 2025 class, that kind of holding firm in that 28, you know, 25 to 30 range right now, which would be one of the best classes in program history in the modern era. So kudos to SMU for continuing to recruit at a high level. They've picked up some nice pieces over the course of the season here and there. And Daniel Bray is the latest, and now they have offered Darius Afalava, looking to get him on board and get him on campus for a visit and see if they can't drum something up here with a late flip in the cycle before the transfer portal really gets going with this wild month of December getting closer and closer. But for SMU on the transfer front, this is where things get interesting for the Mustangs. More and more prospects are starting to enter the portal, but one player, and I say prospects, one player did enter the transfer portal on Thursday, is no longer with his program and will enter the transfer portal at some point in the future, but that is Jonte Cook. Jonte Cook prepped at DeSoto High School right down the road from SMU, and he's going to be talked about. We'll have more notes on kind of where things stand in the Hilltop Review, but what we can tell you guys is that he is no longer with the Texas program. He's a sophomore receiver for the Longhorns, and he has not logged a reception since the Mississippi State game on September 28th, but when he played, he made an impact. 8 receptions, 137 yards, 17.1 yards per catch, and 2 touchdowns. And let me tell you something about Jonte Cook. He's behind some really talented players at Texas. There's no doubt about it. And he also, at the same time, probably has a little bit of maturing to do in a way, just because, you know, receivers, and Rob Likens, you know, said this himself, receivers want the ball. Receivers want to be guys that get showcased. And I think Jonte, being an absolute stud that he was at DeSoto, and the way Texas brought in transfer receivers, I'll add, might be looking for obviously something new, and maybe getting a fresh start will help him. But when he is on, he's one of the most explosive prospects at the receiver position that I've seen in the last 5 years. That's what he brought to the table when it comes to the DeSoto Eagles winning a state championship. You know, former SMU assistant Claude Mathis is the head coach there. SMU's got a commitment from Daylon Singleton. Jonte Cook is friends with Jordan Hudson, who's going to be coming back next year for SMU as well, barring something crazy. But he was a 5-star prospect who was a long-time Texas lean, ended up committing that summer before his senior season, and now he's on the move and looking for a new home at some point. He can't enter the transfer portal until December 8th or 9th, but collectives these days can legally contact prospects. So you've already seen a report out there on Jonte Cook and who he's allegedly being contacted by. And a couple of them, Ole Miss, a couple others have been mentioned for him early on, which you'd expect with, you know, portal NIL deals and things like that. You know, Ole Miss is one of the leaders in that department, and they'll need some receiver help as well after next season. But if you're SMU, you always want to look for highly touted guys who need a fresh start, who have the talent to contribute. And I can tell you, Jonte Cook absolutely has the talent to contribute to SMU. So we'll be monitoring him. Again, I'll have some more in-depth notes on him in our Hilltop Review. We've got a bunch to cover on that. But I got this podcast. It'll be out at some point, probably while the basketball game is going on. But we will do a podcast on basketball on Friday. We'll recap the first week of the season, as SMU did open up with a 96-62 win over Tarleton State on Monday night. And then we'll play Florida A&M Thursday night, 7 p.m. This podcast won't be up, might be up by the time that game tips off. But this is a fun time for SMU basketball as they start their season, and they could be getting good news on Friday as well on the recruiting front. So we'll be covering a lot of the first week of SMU basketball with the new era of Andy Enfield underway now, and the recruiting early signing period also under a week away now. So lots to go over on the basketball side of things. We hope you guys are enjoying the content at ontheponyexpress.com. I've got a run. SMU basketball tips off here very shortly against Florida A&M. So we'll be getting on the road and starting up that, getting the podcast up when we get to the game. So hope you guys enjoy this. You guys probably listen to this on your drive in to work on Friday, kicking off what could be a good day for SMU basketball. So subscribe to ontheponyexpress.com. And also head up 75 to McKinney to our new friends, Thomas Auto Group. Brandon Thomas and his entire team will take care of you. If you're in the market for a Ford, Subaru, Volkswagen, they've got a brand new Subaru dealership. It is incredible. Mention On the Pony Express for manager, for the employee pricing on a new or pre-owned vehicle. That is an incredible deal for you. So reach out to them today. And you can reach out to me. I'll connect you to Brandon Thomas myself, and we'll get into a text group, and we'll get you going, and they will take care of you as you hunt for a new or pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Auto Group. So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we will catch you guys on Friday with another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast.
Thanks for listening to the On the Pony Express podcast with Billy Embody.
Follow us on your socials on X at SMU on 3 and on Instagram at On3SMU.
And keep it locked to OnThePonyExpress.com for more coverage.